Coming up on this show,
I hit the power line, snapped off the arm of the drone.
He can't hit the power lines. Is it gonna zap you?
I didn't see that there was power lines there.
How could you not?
PK's podcast show.
When I'm like drunk, I'll go pee and it's like, man, I can't zip it.
Yeah, I can just see you wobbling around. I can't get it. Today it's for sure gonna be a different style show. How are you, friends? PK here, right across from me, lovely wifey. Her name is Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Ryan is here as well. Right.
Hello there.
Happy Friday.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
We just hit some power lines. We went to an estate sale.
I got a new hat for the weekend.
You got a hat.
Right.
I almost picked up a random dude off the street.
We can't leave the house.
Oh, my God, we did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think I got that audio.
Cool.
That dude, pretty sure that dude thought we were going to kill him.
Yeah. I know. He got
100%.
Scared.
100%. I felt 100%. You know, new rule. We can't leave the studio when prepping.
I don't know. It's kind of an adventure.
Yeah, it was a great adventure. What are you talking about? Yeah. We got all sorts of stories.
No first comments, though, because...
We don't have time to listen.
Yeah, we're going to have to save your first comments. And I see it today, for whatever reason, I think it goes up and down in waves when all the comments come in. A lot of comments today. So you guys are going to have to give us a couple of days, but I promise I'm going to go through all of them. We'll play them for you. Because Monday, we're flying back from Atlanta. Because Sunday,
right.
We're going to be in Atlanta. If you want to come by, say hello. What's up? Face to face. We're going to be hanging out at Piedmont Park, 6 p.m.
Yes, and that's over at Park Tavern, which is inside Piedmont Park.
Do you like what I put up on Facebook?
Yeah, you were pretty aggressive there.
Yeah,
you were. Like, my post versus PK's post. You obviously can tell which one
wrote
which.
Brought out the big guns. Gong!
Yeah.
You called them out?
I called nobody out.
It was polite.
If anything, I'm offering VIP experiences for a few people.
We know.
You know, and I'm just being honest and real. Authenticity, they tell me, is a good thing. So, you know, I'll try to be my authentic self.
Okay, but Durian, do you want to read PK's first or mine first?
I'll start with yours.
Yeah, that's...
Just a casual meetup this Sunday. We've missed you, Atlanta, with a heart emoji.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, right to the point.
Sweet,
short. I was wondering why you were so quick, because we did that at dinner. And I look over, I'm like, she's done. I'm like, wow, it's quick.
Yeah.
Still working on mine. Do you have mine?
We're coming for a casual meetup. Friends, drinks, and hugs for those that don't look sick.
Right.
Don't expect fireworks and car giveaways, as that's being planned for the official show in September.
That's right, yeah.
So, if you're not busy at a iHeart Atlanta event, come hang out with the people that actually care about the city and their listeners.
Huh. You're putting a tone on this. I didn't have a tone when I wrote the words.
We all know your tone.
You know, you're spinster is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. VIP experience.
VIP.
For Drew and Gene for their support.
Yeah.
PK's words.
VIP. VIP. Who doesn't like a VIP experience? Very important personnel.
That's true. That's true.
Or is it persons?
I think it's just person.
Oh, okay.
And then it does say, people. Hope y'all can make it.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a clarification.
Okay.
DJ Baby Drew is what I'm...
Right, because when I say Drew, I didn't want people to think DJ Baby Drew was going to be there and is being offered the VIP experience. I love you, DJ Baby Drew, but this VIP experience is for a different Drew that we had the pleasure of working with for about, 3 weeks or something. And
shown the door.
Did a big presentation for him that he didn't even bother to watch more than, 10% of it.
It continues.
I'm sorry.
My dude will be in Colombia being a superstar and doing what one does while in Colombia, I suppose.
My nose is running. Is there, you guys have any Kleenex?
Yeah, here you go. Plus, we'll see him at the fireworks/car giveaway in September.
In September, that's right. Yeah, I am ornery, huh?
You're very ornery, yes.
Yeah, huge difference.
A little ornery, yeah.
Just not a little, a lot ornery.
You know,
that's why we want to clarify, this is PK's words.
You don't have any regrets, do you?
None.
All right, then.
You know, after we do the drunk shows and then I have a panic attack for 2-3 days?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way today.
You feel just fine.
Just fine, 100%. Because I know that I'm in the right in this, situation of everything that happened. You know, if I was in the wrong or so, whatever, then yes. You know, I don't like being this way. I've strived to, especially at an environment when I'm at a radio station. You know, I put in the extra hours. I'm always nice. If I'm going off on the bus, they, you know, 99% of the time they know it's a joke and that we're, you know, it's radio. So, like, I'm fine with the way that I act and the person that I am, you know?
As long as you're comfortable with that.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
How did we get on this? Also, Sunday.
Yeah.
Park Tavern. We hope you can make it, right? So I shared that. And then in the comments, people are like, when are you doing the Houston meetups?
Oh, it's like we just did two. Two, yeah.
Two. Where you been?
Yeah.
Where you been?
So the reason why you brought it up is because on Monday's show, it's going to sound a little different because we're going to be recording a couple things on Sunday.
There you go.
That's it.
And then PK's going to put it together on the airplane, so it'll be out Monday, bam, according to PK, but just at some point on Monday. Not right 4 a.m. like usual.
I was thinking maybe we do the walkabout to talk about it in Atlanta, or I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what comes from the weekend. I think it should be fun. So next couple of shows should be interesting. Thank you to you subscribers. Thank you to y'all sticking. We taught Ryan how to stick today. He still hasn't.
Not yet.
Oh,
but I like to lead by example.
I gave you a pack. I gave you a 20 pack. 10 small, 10 big. And they
guess
still,
how many he still has.
Yeah, where are
20.
They?
They're right here in my backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, my man bag.
Mm-hmm. You saw me approaching all these light posts. You saw me doing what I do best.
Yeah.
Almost as good as Nancy's trip to New York, because she's, you know, I got to give her even more respect.
Yeah.
You know, but I was out there on the grind. I look behind me. I'm like, all right, I'm inspiring him. You know, you show somebody how to do. You don't just tell them. You show them.
Exactly.
You lead by example. So I look behind me.
What were you doing?
I don't remember.
Nothing.
You weren't even paying attention to PK, huh?
No, I was just kind of walking around, looking at the building, you know.
Interesting fella you are. Interesting fella.
Well, thank you.
All right, so where do we want to start this show? Where did things go wrong? We were going to make a quick trip that was only supposed to take about 5 minutes, and then that got derailed because we saw a sign.
Right here, right here. Let me get a picture of it.
Get the picture.
I can't.
Did you get it?
Waltway.
Go past Runny's Food Store.
Runny's Food Store?
I know, it seems
that's an awful name. Runny's Food Store. Who's going to want to get food at a place called Runny's?
Oh, hit the guy Runny.
Oh, he did miss the bus.
Did he?
Oh,
we should ask him if he needs a ride.
Yeah,
All right, let's give him a ride.
Hey, amigo, you need a ride? Jump in.
Oh, here he comes.
Just get in.
You need a ride?
We saw you miss the bus. It's free ride. A free Uber.
Oh, he probably thinks these guys are gonna kill me.
Amigo, you sure?
Right.
Jesus!
Louise!
If you're new to our show, Duran's been trying to get us to go to an estate sale for how long?
Yeah.
Forever, yeah.
Like a year, but it's always on the weekends, and we're not interested.
That's true.
It was meant to be.
It really was.
It had just kicked off. We're all three in the car. We're driving. We see it. So we go into this house. Denise got a hat. We're going to talk about the hat in just a second. It's just sad. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be, if I'm being honest, man. It's just sad. You're just, you know, you're walking through, and I'm pretty sure that person's not around anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at all their stuff, and it just reminds me that I don't need a bunch of stuff, that one day somebody else is going to be going through our junk. And, you know, not that it was junk, but it's just, I don't know. It just makes me uneasy.
Well,
am I the only one?
Here's the thing. So I searched estate sale because I, too, just imagine, like, you know, us being gone one day and then someone coming through our house and like, oh, what's this? And I don't need that. Or why would they keep that? Like, that kind of thing. But it says most estate sales are held as a result of a serious illness, death, divorce, or someone moving to assisted living.
So maybe they're not dead.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But that feeling that you had.
Yeah. Did you have that? What'd you think?
When I first did an estate sale, I felt weird.
Did you get used to that or what?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm like gung ho. Like when I see one, I was like, let's go.
I know. I think Duran he hadn't got out of the car that quick at any of our stops today. But yeah, for the estate sale, boom.
Oh, man. He was the flash.
Fast.
Dude, it's something about going into somebody's property and looking through their stuff.
I don't like it, though.
And then
buying
it.
Oh,
I love it.
I mean, we went through the garage. We scared one lady in the garage. I don't know if it was on the audio or not, but the one lady in the garage were like, look at all these hammers.
Dude, this is what you see. Fucking horrible. You see those assortment of hammers you can bash somebody in the head with? Four movie hammers. That one's got some blood on it.
Yo, you said you needed a knife sharpener.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't know there was anybody else in. I think she opened the door as I was saying, look at all these hammers.
Yeah.
One of them looks like it has blood in it.
Oh, my God.
Like a horror movie.
Oh, PK.
Immediately, like a U-turn. This person that walked into the garage when we were there talking.
Yeah.
U-turn right out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But you found a cowboy hat that you really wanted.
Yeah. So there were three hats, and they came in their own boxes. So I knew that they were fancy. And they were from Texas, and especially with, like, rodeo and everything, like, I knew that they had to be really nice hats. So I was trying to, like, find it online, but no internet service. So I was like going outside trying to figure it out. But I'm like, you know what? I really like this one. And then I turned it over. There's three. I turned over all three of them, but one of them had a gentleman's name in it.
Okay.
And that's the one that I picked because I felt like that one belonged to somebody and it needs a second chance at a life. And I'm going to give it that second chance.
I like
which
that.
I thought was sweet because at first I was really sad. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something good.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Even though they died, the
well,
hat
you
will live
know
on.
They, if they died or not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know they're not going to Kevin Chesney or whatever you're
it's
going.
Kenny Chesney. Kenny. Well, yeah, I think you keep saying that on purpose.
Yes, I do. It didn't even look like your style either.
No, it's
when you put it on. I'm like, you really want this hat? Like,
yeah.
What are you gonna do with this hat? It
yeah.
doesn't look like it. Looked like a Texas Ted. Who's the cartoon character that you play in the slot machines
Texas,
in Oregon?
Is it Texas T?
Texas T.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, it just looks like a oil tycoon's hat.
It's
it just
not
looks
that
so weird
big
on you.
No,
that's
looks
a big hat.
No,
I think I convinced you to get the smaller one too, because you were gonna go even the taller hat.
No,
what are you doing?
Did you get the bigger one?
No, there was two that were the exact same, and they were the same price and everything. And then there was a third one that was, I don't know, a little smaller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, after you're done wearing it, sell it.
No, that's one of those things that you gotta cherish.
Like, she wants to give it a second life.
Yeah,
okay. Like
have,
Richard. What's the guy's name?
Raymond.
Raymond.
Right.
Ronald?
You want me to go
his
check?
Name, yeah, his
yeah,
name
yeah,
sounded
that
like he wore cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Raymond.
Real quick, since he's out of here, do you like that? What do you think about that?
I mean, honestly, I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah. And I think it was like real leather.
I think it's suede. I don't think it's leather.
I think she did put on the smaller hat.
Yeah.
She looked like a maybe
goofy
like a clown.
A clown, yeah.
You know how the clowns wear those small
like
hats?
Like Bozo. The clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can totally see
that's
that.
What
right.
She looked like with yeah. the small one.
Oh
there
look
it
at
is.
That, cowgirl.
There it is.
Yeehaw.
What are you whispering about?
We're just talking about how good you looked in the bigger
why
hats.
Why do you have yeah. to whisper like that?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You going to break for it like you broke my package yesterday?
What? No,
is that what
no.
you're gonna do?
That was a
dirty
prank package.
I don't know if I trust you with it. Your dirty hands are holding it wrong.
Yeah, dude, that's real leather.
It is leather?
That feels nice.
I thought it was more suede or something.
Or maybe suede, yeah.
Yeah.
It's felt.
Oh, felt.
Felt.
That too, yeah.
Leather.
Felt.
I knew it. Where are you going now?
I'm gonna smell it.
Just start whispering. She's gonna think we're talking. It's not the worst hat either, you know?
No.
It's a nice hat.
I mean, look at the brim yeah. inside. Look at this thing.
It's a fancy pants.
Oh, now this is leather inside.
You smelling it?
Yeah,
what is it smelling? I think the person. Okay.
Now
hey.
What? Now what are you
now that we're
whispering
just admiring
about?
Your hat.
Can you not
that's
try to break it?
I'm just, you know, examining it.
Yeah, what's up? What'd you get? What was that?
What was what?
What'd you just run to get?
So it has this thing. It says, like, hell, it's yours. This hat belongs to Raymond Blank.
Oh, it is Raymond.
And the address. But you can get one like it from the hat store featuring American Hats.
Oh, it's got his initials inside the hat.
I
see, that's
know.
Why I couldn't wear it.
Oh, yeah. No.
What happened?
What, you found him?
Oh, you Googled him? No.
And he popped up?
Oh.
Is he wearing this hat?
I knew it. He's
it
not.
It says obituary.
I knew
oh.
it. I knew it. See?
Can I look at him? Is
oh.
This...
oh, wait, that's not him.
Oh, what the hell? Come
oh,
on.
No. That's Rodney Peavy.
She did that in the house. Did you catch her? She almost started crying in the house looking at the hats. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a fountain. Oh, no.
With the cowboy hats,
yeah.
See how it's like these bumps on top of it? These creases?
Yeah.
Is this so you could pick it up and do the howdy? Hey, howdy there.
Howdy. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
So he was born in 1931.
31?
Wow.
Yeah, and he passed away in 2019.
Oh, he did.
At the age of 87.
Dang.
He was a lawyer.
Really?
Really?
Look at all these things that you could find out about people. That's crazy.
How does that make you feel having his hat now?
I mean, I feel like what I found on Google, he had an amazing life. And so that's why you got to represent and continue wearing the hat to give it a second chance. Doesn't that
what
make
if it
sense?
Was an ugly
yeah.
hat? Would you still continue and, you know, wearing the hat and honoring and all that? No, right? Yeah. Full of that
you know what? This makes me feel better. Somebody else was going to purchase
yeah,
it
true.
And somebody else was going to do something with it. So why not me, who thoroughly enjoys it, unless you guys are making fun of me off air?
No, we won't.
No,
we'll talk about
ugly.
How good you look. Yeah.
No,
there was
really
did you see the toy gun with the belt?
That was real.
No, I thought it was real, but it's because
oh.
I said that to Denise. I'm like, it's a real gun. And she was like, it says Mattel.
Wait, the one on by the cashier?
It apparently said Mattel on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, birthday time.
Oh.
Let's go to Ryan.
God, that scared me. Okay. And now, wait, let me pull up the email, because I don't even have the email, so that doesn't even count.
Screwed it up. It does count. You got to get through the open.
And now we interrupt the show. On a
regularly scheduled.
See, I had too many things going through my head. I was feeling rushed. I had to open up an email.
I love the bell thing. Great suggestion. Who suggested that? Was that Rico?
I don't remember. Oh, no, it was Ozzy.
You know who you are. Great job suggesting that. I'm going to put a mic next to it so it can be nice and loud next time. But yeah, we're actually interrupting the show now. Go.
Ozzy the contractor.
Ozzy the contractor. Do I just read the birthdays names?
You haven't got through the open yet.
Oh, that's right. And now we interrupt the regular PK and DK show.
Schedule!
Oh my gosh!
That was, yeah, slaughter.
I don't think I've ever said that one before. I don't know why I even said that. And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show for a Darian birthday shout
out. Another Darian birthday shout out! Are you kidding?
No. And now we interrupt the show. Oh, Jesus.
Regularly scheduled.
It's on the schedule.
And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show for another Darian birthday shout out.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Birthday shout outs and apologies from Darian.
Yes.
And we say apologies because if you can get through that beginning and end, whosever birthday we're announcing that day is going to get $100. Now, if it's multiple people, we're going to do a drawing because it's only going to be one winner. If it's one person, they automatically win. Go ahead.
Okay, today we would love to give a birthday shout out and me personally a sorry shout out to Brian Davis turning 43. And we got tomorrow Ari Thomas turning 24 and Thomas Kelly turning 6. Happy 6th birthday, Thomas, boy from your old dad home. Can I?
What just happened?
I think I read it wrong.
Okay, yeah, you think?
I'll read that again.
Okay.
Happy 6th birthday, Thomas boy. Oh. Now I see it. Happy 6th birthday, Thomas boy, from your dear old dad. That's what he was trying to say.
How was that so difficult?
I don't know.
All right.
Come on, Darian. Give the kid a chance for that 100. We believe in you.
Oh, man. No.
And on Sunday, founding father Jerry McCall sent in from Mern.
Yeah, Jerry's birthday.
Jerry. Oh, Jerry.
Woo! You screwed Jerry out of $100.
I did. That's actually a lot of people I screwed over.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry, guys.
6-year-old today.
I know.
You know, a lot of people.
But hey, happy birthday to all of you. And not only that, we got a birthday song for you.
Oh, here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
And we return. I know it. Don't. Please don't help. And now we rejoin the show.
No!
I got this. And now we... shoot. And now we rejoin the... What the... Hey. Sorry. And now we rejoin the PK and DK show. Already in progress.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Dude.
What's going on over there, man?
I don't know.
Dude.
I thought I was getting better.
Wow. No, sir. No, you are not.
Oh, man.
Glad that we are back.
Oh, there's your hat.
He's wearing it.
He's wearing it. We found a picture.
Is that weird?
Of Raymond with your hat or his hat.
Is that, that's weird now?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's
on a whole new level.
Is that cool or weird? I don't know.
I've never been in this position before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I shouldn't know anyone.
I shouldn't have looked.
Dude,
that's strange.
Yeah.
That is strange.
Wow. It looked good on him, too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Back to birthdays real quick. If you want to submit your birthdays for Darian to ruin, you can online, pkndk.com/birthdays. Only place that you can submit your birthday. So if you sneak into our DMs or if you tell us on Sunday, hey, bro, let me get a birthday shout out, it's not going to happen. PKDK.com/birthdays. Again, happy big birthday to everybody, but especially Jerry, founding family member and just, you know, one of the nicest people that I've had the pleasure of knowing.
Yes, very well said. And one of the big reasons we're able to continue doing this as well.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Those
letters. Let's find out what you got to say.
Oh boy!
Mailman,
ding dong.
Mail today.
What do we got today? What do we got got today?
So I got a letter.
Okay, hand that to Ryan from the 559, I see.
And
let me see that one.
A package.
Nice.
Oh, no way. I already know who the sender is.
Who's the package for?
What does it say? Oh, no. Well, actually, it has your name on it.
Oh. All right.
You're smashing it.
Actually.
We learned nothing from yesterday. Nothing.
To be honest, look at how it's addressed.
It's addressed to...
Read it out loud.
Denise PK.
Yep, that's right. Me first.
Okay, here you go.
Well, whoa!
What? Good catch. What's the problem? No. You want to open up your card from the 559?
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
From Cuddy, the puppy.
Oh.
Look at the back.
Oh, then it has the IGs for everybody, too. Dude, that's cool.
What's the Instagram for the pup?
Instagram for the pup is @_pup named Cuddy. And TT? What's TT mean?
TikTok?
Oh, yeah. TikTok is @apup.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Let me start over. AG is @a_pup named Cuddy. And then
IG, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
And then TikTok.
What is happening?
TikTok is @apup named Cuddy. Oh, same thing.
Just open it up, please.
Okay, here we go. Open it up. Merry Christmas. Okay. It's a Christmas card. Something fell out.
Does it make you mad? I know how you hate Christmas stuff.
I do.
When it's not Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's maybe why I feel so weird.
Oh, I love it. I hope that they know. I hope there's a note in there telling you that that's why it's a Christmas card.
You know what? Something fell out of these Christmas cards.
Well, open it up and let's get with it.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is a long message. We're going to be here all day.
Should I read it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
What's the stickers that you got?
Oh, so read it. Hold on, you guys.
No way.
Better late than never, right? Thank you for shouting out my puppy's birthday on December 8th. I hope you guys enjoy my stickers. We loved yours. If you guys ever make it to the 559, I'll be there. My parents and I listen to the show daily. Keep up the great work. P.S. My mom is upset with Darian. He forgot her birthday shout out on December 26th.
Ooh.
May your loyal listeners, a.k.a. truth tellers, Cuddy, John, and Alma.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank you so much.
And check out their stickers.
Yeah, let me see the stickers.
Okay, dude. I was really worried that like this came over Christmas and we just had got it. But then I just checked the stamp and it said it was sent May 14th.
Oh, these are cool.
I want to see.
These are cool. Yeah, there's my favorite is the
cool.
The little guy in the spacesuit.
Yeah.
That's really cool. If you ever want to send us anything, the snail mail address for the show is online at pkndk.com. Click on the contact tab in the bar menu. You can't miss it. It says contact, and you'll see where it says snail mail. Also, there's the email in there and a bunch of other ways you can get a hold of the show. Don't forget free decals for you as well if you join our email list. I believe that's under contact, that tab as well.
All right, Jordan, go ahead and open this one. You're more fun to watch open packages. Yep.
I hate packages, I think. There should be like an easy tab, like tear here. And
there usually is.
You just tear it and then you're good to go. I ain't gonna lie, it looks like a bomb, but I'll pull it out anyways. Or it looks like cocaine.
That looks like a brick of coke. Yeah. Somebody send us a brick of coke.
All right.
Okay,
before you undo that, what if it is a brick of coke? What do we do?
Well, our weekend's gonna be crazy.
We don't publish the show, and then they'll find us in like a month.
Right.
All right, go ahead and open that up.
Okay, I don't even know how I should open this. Should I? Oh.
Maybe just untape it.
Ooh, I can. This is like electrical tape. This is stuck, so I'm going to rip through the sides.
Okay.
Seeing something. Okay, pulling out something. Pulling it out. The hell are these? Baseball?
Wait, there's a note. Read the note. Wait, I know
exactly what it is.
Wait, I don't know. I'm so excited.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Hey guys, so I know DeRyan didn't have much luck with the baseball cards he has been saving. Well, I got some custom baseball cards with all four of y'all, and has a signature area on the back to sign. Maybe he'll be worth more one day. Maybe I can get one of each with y'all's signature sent back to me with a speaker or stickers. Anyways, I can always have more made and sent to y'all. Just let me know how y'all like them. Maybe sign them and send them out to people.
Oh, God. What pictures did he use?
I don't know yet.
Oh, no.
The first one is of you.
Oh, no.
And it actually looks legit, though.
Oh, okay.
Also, hope y'all like the belts. I came up with the idea from a football fantasy championship belt for our league, but with everyone moving or moved away, we decided not to. And then one day I saw that company making a color one, so I decided what better way to celebrate with a cool colored championship belt for y'all. From your boy, JC.
Aww.
There's the belt right here, kid. There's the belt right here. The champ.
Oh, yeah. It's
the
on your
champ
side.
Is here. The champ is here.
I saw the first.
Okay.
I need somebody else to go through
here,
these.
Let me see it.
This is crazy.
Quick. Oh, these are cool. These are really, really cool. I think you guys will like them. Oh, we got ones for Kiki as well.
No,
there's Kiki.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. This is, let's go with Denise.
Oh.
Cool.
The champ is here. The champ is here. And here's what. Dude, we can't have both baseball cards with the belt.
Yeah. That's
these are really cool. These are really, really cool. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, JC. That's awesome.
Dude, JC, that's awesome.
Look, the back has, these should be like business cards almost.
Oh, wow.
The back has, you know, the names and stuff.
It does.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it writes certified authentic signature and then our names.
That's so cool.
That's fun.
I thought it was just protective cases for your cards because you just have them in Ziploc bags. That's what I initially thought it was.
By the way, mine reads Denise Colensis, the lovely co-host. What does yours say?
Here's Derine's. Derine says, co-host champion.
Yeah.
No. Let's see. Mine says, host, editor, producer, champion. I love that.
And Kiki?
And Kiki says,
HR.
Chief Human Resource Officer.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Y'all are the best.
Aw, thanks, JC.
Oh, man. How awesome.
Fat boys are back, back. And you know they can never be whack. The fat boys are back.
It's Fat Man Friday.
What an ultimate Fat Man Friday. Before we jump into it, apologies to Victoria, who was going to play with us match two today. We just completely ran out of time because of the estate sale and what you're about to hear that went down. We came up with this, but we were just sitting around. We were like, hey, it's Fat Man Friday. My first idea was, and I'm going to do this, is send a pizza to Johnny Depp.
Yes, you got him.
So I got the courthouse address, so I'm going to be doing that tomorrow as this airs. So a proper Fat Man Friday. But also, the Mexican pizza is out, and Denise talked about it, I think it was on Wednesday, and then we got all these messages of people that actually got it. So we felt inspired and came up with the idea of, like, let's deliver a Mexican pizza to our producers. Rooftop.
Yep.
Via drone.
Via drone.
Yeah.
Why not?
How cool would that be? You call him, you're like, yo, go to your rooftop.
Yeah, run upstairs real quick. We got something very special for
you. Know how he is. He'd be like, what? What's going on? What?
Yeah.
And you run out there and there's a drone dropping a Mexican pizza.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great friend you are, PK.
Dude, with us, like friends like us, man, how cool are we, bro? We're air delivering a Mexican pizza to our buddy.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know what's happening.
Are we not the best friends ever?
Why is it on a drone with string? Why don't you just knock on his door?
That's not the point. Maybe he's upstairs. He doesn't want to walk all the way downstairs. Oh, why are you asking so many questions?
This is the future right here.
We're the future.
The drone delivery.
Yeah. We're the future. Look at these guys. What is this, DHL?
Yeah.
UPS, FedEx? They're going to want this.
They are.
We've got the technology.
They're going to try to steal it.
Look at Taco Bell. Taco Bell, we're available for hire.
So to recap, I hit the power line. Snapped off the arm of the drone. That was the second time. The first time, I think it just fell. What happened the first time?
The string got entangled.
The string got tangled. Yeah, that's right. The second time, the power line. And so we just decided to knock on his door. And I'm telling you, this Mexican pizza ended up looking like...
Throw up almost.
Yeah. It did not look good.
Thrown up refried beans is what it
looked
like.
Pretty much,
yeah. With some kind of special sauce, if you know what I mean.
This bastard just took it right to the trash in front of us and threw it away. I'm like, at least be polite and take it inside.
Yeah.
Wait for us to leave and then throw it away.
What just happened? What happened? Did it break?
Wait, I think he's still savaging.
All right, take two. Okay, hit the power lines. Is it gonna zap you?
I didn't see that there was power lines there.
Basic 101 of drone flying, y'all.
I can't believe you went right into the power lines.
Oh no!
I never seen that before in real life.
Wait, one more.
Well, hang out with me, kid. I got you.
All right.
Oh.
It's all right. We thought about this. Plan B. Come on.
snapped the arm of the drone off.
It's broken.
Dude, I was, you know, when I saw it and it was like no avoiding the power line.
Yeah.
What did you think of, like, that split second?
I thought explosion.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I'm like, it's got to be sparks. I hope it doesn't cut the power line in half.
Yeah.
Could you hear him yelling?
Yes. Of course, he's loud.
Delivery! She's always angry. Delivery, but this. Mexican pizza. This looks disgusting. We're gonna fly it and drop it on your roof while we hit the
broke.
The drone. So we figured we just knock it.
What would happen once it's on my roof?
Air delivery, bro. How cool would that have been?
Were you gonna call me and say
yeah, run to your roof. There's a, you know.
Oh. What a nice delivery.
So what I think happened was because when it lifted off and we had strings attached to the Mexican pizza, right? I think the weight distribution was messing with something because I couldn't control it. So it was just going straight up. I tried to lower it. I tried to move it left or right. Nothing was happening.
This has got to be the cover for the picture.
So really on second thought,
it's busted. He's only
that is an epic pick though.
What I'm saying is if the power line wasn't there, it would have just kept going up because I didn't have control of the drone. I don't know if it was because of the different weight. I don't know why. Like, I tried to move it. It wasn't like I was aiming for the power line.
Yeah.
I just couldn't move it or maneuver or get it to go down. Nothing. So part of me is like, I'm glad that line was there because otherwise it'd be in space right now. Or it would just fall on some random person's head, Mexican pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
No. What if you're just walking around, all of a sudden you just get clogged with a Mexican pizza from the heavens?
Your whole life you'd be like, where did that come from?
You know, then you sue Taco Bell thinking it's Taco Bell. Uh-huh. They go out of business.
Meanwhile, it's just us.
That's going to start going off into Ryan's car.
No, it's folded. So it turns out that we don't have all the logistics and some of the technology needs to be just a little reworked, you know?
We got to work out a few kinks.
Yeah, just a few kinks. But the idea was there.
The idea was 100% flawless. Yeah. Execution?
The technology needs a little bit of work. So, you know, we'll get back to FedEx and, you know, UPS and Taco Bell. But
yeah, the future.
The future's right here.
Mm-hmm. What's that noise?
All right, 5 random guesses right now for this noise worth $500. Get your guesses in. PKNDK.com/what's that noise. What is guess number what, Denise?
366.
Yarel with Darian closing his man bag.
That is incorrect.
Guess 367.
Justin, Darian using his label makers.
Think we've had that? Great guess. I can hear it. Also incorrect.
368.
Cassia, switching a lamp on and off.
Ooh, I can really hear that one.
Guess 369.
Jamie, Darian's toenail clippers.
I think we had that yesterday, or maybe the day before.
Toenail? I don't think we've had nail clippers before. And final guess for today, 370.
Jason, a quarter bouncing off the table into a shot glass.
I'll tell you what, the lamp switch? Tell me you can't hear that.
Totally.
Especially that one that you know, like the old golden lamps or whatever with the switch that has the...
Is it
the almost looks like
switch?
A washer around. No, I'm just thinking the one you just push down.
I was thinking about the twist one.
I can hear that, yeah.
I will say guess 37 was turning a lamp on and off.
Huh.
Followed by 134.
Amazing.
Followed by 278. And then now today, 368.
You good?
Yeah.
Amazing that you just write all of them down. What a giant waste of time.
Oh my God.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Because you were like, oh, we've already had Label Maker before. And I was like, no, we haven't.
You're so organized.
And then I looked it up and I'm like, yeah, I guess 323. I guess Peaky was right.
Imagine being me for a moment. Anytime we have an argument, if she's this organized with your guesses for what's that noise, imagine we have an argument and I'm like, oh yeah, what about this? She can go back years.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
You bring up the time. You know, the date, the time, the situation, the argument.
Why do you guys think I put everything in some sort of email or text message? I can always, like, search back.
Oh, she's trying to Johnny Depp me, bro. I'm going to be in court. She's going to be like, I have all these records.
Yeah. She's going
to
be prepared, bro. Yeah.
It's going to be only reverse. You know, I'm going to be the Amber Heard.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Although Amber was the one that kept everything, right? So it didn't work out for her. So I don't know.
Speaking of messages, did you guys read the latest one from your wife, Darine?
Nope.
PK?
From Darine's wife?
Yeah. It was a DM that she received.
No, let me bring it up.
Are you talking about the one we're talking about, me peeing?
Uh-huh.
And yes, because mom walking in?
Uh-huh.
I didn't read the whole thing. I just read.
So Jessica posts about the show, and then this person writes back, LOL, your mom walked in while D was peeing. Laughy, laughy, laughy face. And she writes, yes, half of my family has. Plus, there's been a few times he was face drunk and he fell asleep with his zipper unzipped on Myra's couch, and my mom and Myra saw his goodies then too. He's done it one too many times.
Oh, what do you have to say for yourself, Chief?
Oops, I did it again. I don't know. It was embarrassing. I thought I got over it.
Look at his face.
And now oh gosh. And she's talking about
my busted out in a Britney song.
Oh, man.
And then the mom was like, you drive me crazy.
How is that possible to have your pants unzipped? Are you not wearing underwear?
I've done that a few times. You yelled at me.
Sometimes I go pee. Or yeah, when I'm like, zip up. When I'm like drunk, I'll go pee and it's like, man, I can't zip it. So I just...
You don't want to zip it up?
Yeah, oh, good to see you wobbling around. I can't get it.
Oh, my God. Wow, you boys are crazy.
Oh, man. I'm glad you shared that, Denise.
Yes, you're so welcome.
All right, so Sunday, come out and say what's up, Atlanta. Again, Park Tavern, 6 p.m. at Piedmont Park. You cannot miss us. We'll be there. We'll be hanging out. Again, just a chill hangout.
Yeah.
So the show will be from Atlanta on, I believe, Monday. And I don't know about Tuesday. But we'll definitely be back, though, you know.
Unless there's somehow, like, there's some dust storm, but I heard it's supposed to go towards the other direction, but maybe there's some lightning. You never know. Like, we've had some really good luck today, so it might continue in through the weekend.
I hope so.
All right. With that said, have an amazing Friday. Yay! A huge thank you to our subscribers, to y'all buying merch, the stickers, all that stuff. We're going to be doing some serious sticking in the ATL over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Get that bail money ready. Because we going in.
You guys going in. And I'm going to have a couple koozies with me. Because if you are at the Kenny Chesney show, I'll be there. I think we're going to go a couple hours early and, like, tailgate.
Oh,
which
cool.
You tailgate before a country show. It's going to be so much fun.
Hey, is that normally what they do?
Yeah.
Really?
A country show, yeah.
That's
last
cool.
time we went to see, again, Kenny, not Kevin, there were so many people that were too turned up that they weren't even allowed into Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's amazing.
Yeah, country people go hard. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They go hard.
So if
which means Denise is going to be like just fixed.
I am so ready. Woo-hoo!
Oh,
take
my God.
Off.
Oh,
I mean,
you know what's
going to
be awful? Let me just do a prediction for next weekend. You know, obviously we'll have a follow-up, but it's gonna be awful for me. You know when you meet up with somebody that's on a whole new, different drunk level than you?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen after the show. She's going to be trashed, and we're going to be just walking around putting stickers in, you know, everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
We're going to meet up.
No. Hey, God, okay, the two of you walking around Atlanta sober, you guys are going to be... Faces me.
Yeah, that's pretty
yeah, yeah, yeah. You probably, never know. Yeah. Yeah, right.
You'll find us in a ditch. You know, in a gully. What's that thing called there?
In a gully?
In a gully.
What's a gully?
It's a gutter. You mean the gutter?
Yeah, you can find us in a gutter too. Who knows?
What the heck's a gully? The gulch?
I think
you can find us in the gulch as well. A gully. You don't know what a gully is? You know?
I don't think so.
Alexa, what's a gully?
Like a hockey gully?
As a noun, gully can have a few meanings. One. A small valley or ravine originally worn away by running water and serving as a drainage way after prolonged heavy rains.
There you go.
You just learned that word today, didn't you?
A ditch or gutter.
A ditch or gutter, yeah. Same thing.
The fielder occupying this position.
That's where I used to take your mom.
The way you said it.
You know, it's great. All about the delivery. Thank y'all for the support. Hopefully we can see some of y'all this Sunday, and we'll talk on Monday. Until then, enjoy your fry. Yay! Yay!
Bye!
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 Everybody have a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.